They didn't give any details on the next flight after December. But anyway, when he goes up in December, they're going to send up two spacesuits, not just the spacesuits that they wear that, you know, where they fly up and they fly down. You know, you need to have a spacesuit on in case you lose pressure inside the spacecraft for any reason. They always wear them on the way up and on the way down. And SpaceX especially made them for these flights that not only the commercial flights, but also the ones that the astronauts wear when they go up to the International Space Station. But he's sending two extra spacesuits, and these are going to be made for EVAs. So you're going to have two people that are going to actually leave the spacecraft. They're going to open up the front anyway. Because that's where thrusters are in the front of the, you know, four thrusters are located there, so they would have to open up the front anyway. And that's where they normally would use it for docking. And the last flight that they went up with the commercial flight, they put a dome there so that you could flow it up and then look at space through the dome and out. That apparently that will eventually be able to open. There's no airlock, so they're going to have to. Everybody else, the other two people will have to be in their spacesuits as well. And then, you know, when they do that, they will have two people will do an EVA, extravehicular activity, blow it outside the spacecraft, and eventually come back in. It'll be the first time a commercial astronaut. Nothing to do with government, NASA, or Russia, or China, for that matter. You know, commercial, private, will actually be able to say they did an EVA, which is pretty exciting. Anyway, this is another record they plan on breaking. You know, one of the last Gemini missions was Gemini 11. Eventually, there was a Gemini 12. Gemini 11 mission was the one that got credited for actually going to the highest altitude, around 800 miles above the Earth. Space station is usually around 250 miles above the Earth. The Gemini, you know, went into this highly elliptical orbit. They were, you know, testing out. They wanted to test out docking. They wanted to see how all the stuff went. What they did was they docked with an Agena rocket. I mentioned earlier in the night about the Launch Complex 14 that John Glenn used 60 years ago today. That Launch Complex also used the Agena rocket would launch from there as well. And that was their docking target when Gemini needed to practice to actually dock with something else. So, what would happen would be the astronauts, in this case Gemini 11, would launch, and then an hour later, Agena would launch, and they would track it down. They would zoom in on it and eventually dock with the Agena spacecraft. Now, to get up to this 800-mile height, now this, you know, that location is low Earth orbit. You know, they're at, you know, 200 miles above the Earth, where they dock with the Agena spacecraft and the Gemini. What they would do is they would reignite the engine on the Agena spacecraft, not the Gemini, and that would push them all the way to this 800-mile height. So they had the record for many years until, of course, we went to the moon. And then all those flights, of course, you know, you went from 800 miles to, 200,000 miles. But as far as a high elliptical orbit, they have the record, Gemini 11. Hubble was high, you know, 350 miles up. That's where the space shuttle Max was able to go. So now this private mission, this Polaris mission, plan on going all the way up to 800 mile, above that 800 mile number. They want to beat that record, which is a little strange. I mean, they know they're going into the Van Allen Belt area, so it's going to be high radiation dosage, you know, that they're inviting. And, you know, I feel they don't really need to do this. It's been done before. You know, we don't usually send people to that elevation because of the Van Allen belts. But they're going to do it, and I guess they're going to take their chances of maybe getting cancer, you know, a little earlier in life. I guess, I'm assuming that's a proven fact, that high radiation eventually would cause cancer. Would it cause it on everybody, guaranteed? Absolutely, I don't know. Anyway, that's pretty much all I have for this evening. A couple other topics, we could always delay till next week, but the clock has run out, and we'll turn it back over to Roy. Anybody listening, if you don't have to be a club member to check into the club InfoNet, which is held every Monday on these repeaters at 8:30. That would be tomorrow night. That's always followed by George with the Swap and Shop, and then the Newsline after that. But for now, we're going to turn it back to Roy. AC2GS, WS2N for the SpaceNet report for the TechNet. Back to you, Roy.
Okay, very good. Unfortunately, Echo Link is acting particularly weird tonight. The audios go in, the audio goes out, and right now the audio is out again. So I don't know what quite is going on with Echo Link. I'm going to have a chat with Lou. Also, very oddly, the audio link going into the Echo Link goes out, but when they try to talk amongst themselves, it bleeds into the repeater. So very, very curious. Anyway, thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for what you do for the TechNet. Thank you for what you do for the club. We all appreciate it. Thanks to everyone who participated tonight. I hope you had fun. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope no one walks away with being upset. This is a hobby. You're supposed to have fun. Just want to remind people, if you want to contact me via email, it's mailbag@ac2gs.com. Again, mailbag@ac2gs.com. If you need to send Paul something, that would be spacenetreport@gmail.com. Check out the link page, full of interesting links, articles, and all kinds of things to read. And that's at roy.ac2gs.com. And always remember Mike KC2NJI's wonderful archive site, amateurradio.tv, that has the technical net going as far back as September 2006. As Dick K2RIW would end his technical nets with some variation of be kind to each other, it's good advice any old time, especially good advice now. Omicron's still out there someplace, so be smart, be safe, take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones, and even take care of your not-so-loved ones, because we're all in this together. So be well. Please come back next Sunday night at 8 p.m. when we're going to try and do this all over again. So this is AC2GS calling to close the President's Day edition of the Limark Technical Net. And please come back next Sunday. This is AC2GS, and I am clear.
Great job, Roy. From Poland to DJI, Melbourne, New York. Roy, could you please tell me how long has this net been on the air?
How long who's been on the air?
Wants to know how many years, you know, how long the net has been on the air.
Okay, very well. This technical net in one form or another has been around for 40 years. Dick, K2RIW, And another ham who lived in Queens started a technical net back in 1982, I think on a different repeater, and eventually it moved to Limark's repeater and been going on pretty much nonstop until since then. I kind of joined the group about 4 years ago. Unfortunately, Dick K2RIW passed on about 2 years ago, and I became net control operator.
Okay, Roy, thank you very much. You did a great job, and you're a great doctor. Thanks for becoming a doctor. It's a very hard task. 10 members of my family are nurses, and one runs to Kobe Hospital. 73 is Roy from Paul, and 2 DJY, now we're in New York.
Okay, Paul, be well, and nurses are the backbones of medical care. Doctors couldn't do squat without them, so I respect the nurses. And I remember as an intern, I feared them a little bit.
WAQCDL testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 12:57 a.m.
Skymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Skymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Zero, 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 D, star. Zero, zero, one, D, star. Two, one, three, one, zero, zero, nine, nine, one, six. 5 7 0 1 4 8 0 0 4 8 1 4 5 7 0 0 3 6 0 0 0 1 8 5 7 0 0 4 8 0 0 0 1 8 5 7 0 0 8 0 0 0 3 6 9 9 star 2 1 1 5 9 7 1 0 9 9 1 9 9 6 0 0 3 0 7 0 0 9 1 star 2 1 5 7 1 1 1 star 2 1 5 7 1 2 1 star 2 1 5 7 1 3 1 star 2 1 3 1 0 1 0 9 9 9 9 1 9 9 0 5 4 0 9 9 0 0 5 9 0 0 8 0 6 8 3 2 0 2 3 1 2 1 star 0 0 0 A star 2 1 3 1 0 1 0 9 9 1 1 7 7 1 6 star 2 1 3 1 0 1 0 9 9 1 6 5 7 0 1 4 8 0 0 4 8 1 4 5 7 0 0 3 6 0 0 0 1 8 5 7 0 0 4 8 0 0 4 8 1 8 5 7 0 0 8 0 0 0 3 6 9 9 star
2 1 5 7 1 1 star 2 1 5 7 1 3 1 star 2 1 5 7 1 2 1 star 2 1 5 7 1 3 1 star 2 1 5 7 1 3 1 star 0 0 8 0 6 8 3 2 0 2 3 1 2 1 star 0 0 0 8 0 6 8 3 2 0 2 3 1 2 1 star 0 0 0 a star 2 1 3 1 0 1 0 9 9 9 1 1 7 7 1 6 star. That time. Star 2 1 3 1 0 1 1 0 9 9 9 1 9 9 0 5 4 0 9 9 0 0 5 9 0 0 8 0 6 8 3 2 0 2 3 1 2 1 star.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Two 1 3 1 0 1 0 9 9 9 1 9 9 9 3 1 5 9 9 6 3 1 8 9 9 6 1 0 0 6 7 0 0 0 3 0 0 6 6 0 0 5 6 0 3 4 2 9 9 9 1 9 9 9 3 1 5 6 0 3 4 2 9 9 9 1 9 9 9 3 1 5 6 0 3 4 2 9 9 9 1 9 9 9 3 1 2 1 star 0 0 0 B star. That time complete. W2VL repeater. 2 1 3 1 0 1 0 9 9 9 1 9 9 9 3 1 5 9 9 0 5 2 4 9 9 0 3 6 7 3 2 0 2 3 1 2 1 3 8 2 7 4 0 2 1 8 4 0 2 3 3 4 star 2 1 3 1 0 1 1 1 9 9 9 1 9 9 9 3 1 5 9 9 0 5 2 4 9 9 0 3 6 7 3 2 0 2 3 1 2 1 star. Time is 3:33 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
N2DQI, listen in. Anybody copy? This is N2DQI on frequency. This is N2DQI.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2WIW Mobile. KD2WIW Mobile. Happy Monday. WIW Mobile.
KD2WIW, KC2JRQ.
Station, repeat that.
Yeah, do you copy? Good morning.
I copy you now. How do you copy me? This is a new antenna I'm testing.
Yeah, you're DFQ into the repeater. Just to give you a tip, I've been trying to answer you on like three different repeaters, but you're jumping pretty quick. I heard you on 805, and then I heard you on 449, and then I heard you over here, and each time I try to answer you, but because I'm in scan mode myself, so... Just give it a couple of seconds. You never know if somebody's got to grab a mic or something, and or stop scanning, like in my case. But you sound good.
That's funny. All right. Very good. Glad to hear. I'm going to actually attach my SWR meter up to the line now and see what's going on, because I have two different antennas I'm swapping between on my mobile rig. So... one is a diamond antenna and one is a Comet. One is a Comet SBB5. And the diamond is, hold on, standby. The diamond antenna is a NR72B, the shorty.
Yeah, I know one. I have the SBB2, the shorty. I'm not too familiar with the diamond numbers, but I have the SBB2, which is the 19-inch dual bander.
All right, very nice. The diamond is a 13-inch, so it's real short. That's why I was playing around with the two of them, because I wasn't sure if the shorty was too short, I should say, but it has like a... The bottom piece, I guess, is a load coil or something. But it said on the package that it was tuned for lower than 1.5 SWR, I'm pretty sure, so I'm going to try it out.
Yeah, give it a whirl. That's what it's all about, trying out different antennas. Yeah, 13 inches, pretty small. But like you said, electrically, you don't know how long it is if it's coiled.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for coming back, and I appreciate the signal report. I'm going to stand by for now. I'm going to get this meter hooked up. So I will be back. KD2WIW, clear for now.
Okay, 73. Good luck with the setup there.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Kilo Delta 2, Whiskey India Whiskey test.
Okay, I got you in there, DFQ.
N2DQR listening. N2DQR listening. Anybody copy? KD2WIW. You're not getting in too well. My name is Paul. I'm in Mount Vernon, New York. I'm running an HD2, a Bofang UV5R, 5 watts.
All right, copy. That's what I'm using as well. KC2WBH listening.
WIW, I'm very sorry. My battery ran out on my first Bofang. I'm on my second Bofang with a hand mic, my UV5R Bofang. Do you copy?
I copy you. KC2WBH.
Okay, your signal is much better. You must have moved. What's your name and are you mobile? I didn't catch that.
No problem. KD2WIW. Just let me know if I'm getting into the repeater. Over.
You're making it loud and clear. What's your name? Are you mobile? And,
between two, a mobile rig and a Bofang right now. I'm having a little issue with my mobile rig. I'm not getting volume out of the right side radio.
Okay, Charlie, the wire must have came loose on your speaker. Or maybe you have to spray the volume control with cleaner.
now that my radio is working. KD2WIW mobile.
Number 2, Juliet Foxtrot Delta. Foxtrot Nancy 30.
Foxtrot Nancy 30.
November 2.
KD2YMU, could I get a signal report, please? KD2YMU, could I get a signal report, please?
Here is N2DQR listening. Anybody copy?
NQZQR, KD2YMU. How are you doing?
YMQ, good morning from Paul, Mount Vernon, New York, Westchester County. You got a nice signal on the repeater. Are you mobile and what's your name?
Sitting in a rental car at the moment, but not moving. Translating out of Lower Manhattan, East Village. Name is Gary. How about you?
I'm doing fine, Gary. I'm on the second floor of a three-story house using a Bofang rubber duck. Bofang UV5R with rubber duck, 5 watts out. How am I sounding?
Pretty good. There is a bit of crackling noise, but otherwise, yeah, pretty good. I'm actually quite surprised. I also have a BTEC UV5X3, but I put a Nagoya antenna on it because I never actually tried the rubber dock on it, just assuming it wasn't going to be good enough for anything.
Okay, Gary, I gotta go. Send me through some call. N2DQR.
Nice talking. KD2YMU. Clear.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Hello.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Complete your mission? You needed a piece of paper, you said? Yeah, hang on 1 second.
Maybe he could email it to you.
No. No, I don't think so. Hold on. No, it's a paper I had made up at one time.
All right, so that's it. So anyway, yeah, I got what I needed. That's good. I don't know why it's different now, but that's fine. It's starting to make more sense.
Okay, let me just close things up.
All right, I'll be listening. I got to make myself coffee anyway. 3B2CSCNY2H.
NY2H, WB2ZS.
NY2H.
Oh, so when were you going to go over to Plainview?
What did you just say?
When were you planning to go to Plainview?
I don't know, a couple hours. Why?
Oh, I was going to dig up the relays they had here for you.
You want to drop the relay off there? And I'll, you know, when it's there, I'll pick it up. Well, no, I hold on a second. Let me backtrack. The relay has to end up in Glen Oaks. So, so what are you planning to do?
Well, you can plug it in anywhere and play with it if you want to see how it works.
That's forfeited for the to go into the Master 3, right?
Right, and I also have the connector, and then the connector's got an RJ45 jack on it, so we can make a cable from there. And then I have a second relay, which will take higher current, which, you know, I figured you also play with.
I don't see the benefit of that. I don't, of me, you know, bringing it here and screwing around with it. I mean, it's going to work as advertised, right?
Yeah, I just don't want to lose it. Okay, not a problem.
All right, understood. Okay, anything else?
No, I'm going to go get some coffee or something.
Yeah, I spent myself coffee and a waffle. So I'm in the middle of making dispatch of that.
Oh, I see. Let go of my ego, huh? Okay, not a problem. Maybe I'll stop at Micro Center and see what they're giving away.
Yeah, I did stop off the other day and did not buy anything. You know, I was concerned because my laptop fan has been making noises, although today it seems to be behaving itself. But I did order another replacement fan on Amazon. So if it gets really bad, I'll just swap it out.
Okay. Talk to you later. NY2H. WB2ZSA.
Yeah, WA2CDL, just testing my link here from New Jersey. WA2CDL.
Yeah, WA2CDL, WB2ZEX Mobile. It works, but you sound bassy.
Maybe this phone. I don't think there's any bass or treble control. I'm in my office in New Jersey. So I was just wanted to see if I can connect, and I can. Oh, that's a good thing. All right, very good. I'm doing some projects here, and everything's quiet. Back to you, Jerry. Go ahead.
They make you work on a federal holiday? I don't know. I'm off. Just got back from Orlando. Bought a little trinkets. Nothing really major. Nothing really major at the flea market. I did buy an off-finder radio, which I didn't bring with me today, because until I get the remote mic, it's like holding a cell phone to your mouth, which is not really legal. And so if you put the chip inside, it would make it a cell phone, so definitely you can't prove to the guy officer that it's a ham radio. So anyway, I'm in Long Island, and I guess you're coming Sunday with your tune-up clinic.
Yes, I'll be there. I was hoping to have done the same thing down in Orlando, but I did not make any arrangements to go down because of COVID and other things. Normally I would have. Next year I'll definitely go. I hope they had a good turnout down there. I guess I'm expecting that it would have been a pretty good turnout and a good event. Usually is. So, because I've never been there, so it would be my first time. I'm not looking to buy anything offhand. And okay, on the RF, what'd you say, RF finder? Or repeater finder or something? I didn't get the word that you used. So, all right. All right, that's about it. I'm going to sign. I'm just in the middle of a job, which I'm going to finish up. And I'll see you Sunday. Back to you.
Hi, WA2CDL, WB2ZX. It was pretty crowded. Maybe not as it was 2 years ago, but then again, 2 years ago, there were quite a few empty tables on the inside, and in the last few years, the flea market was a little smaller. I didn't want to stop by the post office and since access the post office box. And, the off-finder, the radio, the B1 Plus radio, which is the, no DMR code plug, just download all the repeaters, and now they have the DMR over no IP, which means with a Wi-Fi connection, you can talk any place, anywhere in the world, without having to worry about getting on a repeater on the Brandmeister DMR network. Do your work. I'm at the post office. WA2CDL, WB2ZX Mobile.
WB2ZSE.
Hi, Steve. You want me or do you want Andy?
I've got to say hello to both.
Be mobile.
I'm just going over to stop at Micro Center and see what's going on, but I figured I'd say hello before you left. Hello. Goodbye.
Hello, goodbye. They had some sales on some laptops I got on the email today, you know, MacBook Pros and some Dell and HP i5s, about 200 thereabouts off, you know, 15-inch screens. But I like my small one, the 12-inch screen for carrying around. It makes it easier than the bigger computers. Since we do have three 17-inch laptops, they're a little bulky. Anyway, we'll talk. Nothing, no Master 3 is down on Orlando. The only thing we had the first day before it opened were parts of a Master 3 receiver. You know, maybe it had one receiver board in, I'm not even sure, but we have plenty of those as spares. So I didn't even ask the price.
Need low split cards. That's the good thing.
Oh, I do have low-split cards because I bought two from Steve Shuck. So I do have two spare with, I guess they're all three. So they would have the low-split receive, which we really don't need. Yeah, we do need. And the low-split transmit. I'm using one, so I think I got 1 2/3 left over those parts. So we're all set. I just don't have, the receiver board of mine is over at John. So I do have a spare receiver board also, but I do have a low-split transmit and low-split receives.
Oh, okay, because I could use one more receiver for White Oaks. We've got an empty slot there.
Okay, you're going to be the ham fest on Sunday?
No, most likely not.
I'll probably be out again on Friday, so I can leave it in the storage shed if that would be okay. Or we can wait a while. It's up to you. Well, at Richie, either place.
Yeah, you want just, you know. What do I need? The synthesizer, the IF board, and the receive front end. I think I have the power supply and the station control module.
Okay, I just got to get to my garage and then bury them. Let's see, I'm using the, I'm doing reverse, so I was receiving on one end. Yes, yeah, so I have it in another unit, that's complete spare, the three remaining cards. No problem. WB2ZX Mobile.
Toodaloo. And goodbye, Andy, if you're still listening. WB2ZX.
Yeah, I had a phone call. It's interesting when a phone call comes in on my cell phone at the same time I'm on Echolink. The Echolink audio drops down as the phone is ringing. And then I answered the call. I told the guy I'm going to call on my back. But I don't think you hear that over the air. I'm not sure. Oh, I got a call. I'll see you later. I got to go.
Hey, Gly, WB2ZSA.
I got a call from transit. They, apparently,
Hey, Andy, it's coming out over the air.
Under a different contract. Are you familiar with this or know anything about it? It's either VHF or UHF or a combination of both.
You got to tell him he forgot to hang up.
Anyway,
if you want to text him, I'm going to come up on his phone.
There's a company on Long Island that apparently won a bid to put in a, or to upgrade existing...